Seattle's attempt to offer unions to Uber and Lyft drivers is facing delays. City officials say they aren't ready to implement the ordinance allowing those drivers to unionize, and they still need to decide the tough question of which drivers will get to vote on the union when the time comes. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Seattle officials say the workshops they've held for drivers so far were not well attended. They're seeking 6 months to do more outreach. Meanwhile, the drivers who packed the council chambers Wednesday were in two groups: green-shirted Uber drivers who generally oppose a union, and others waving placards for driver unity who support it. Susie Harrison is a senior citizen with pink hair who drives part-time for Uber and wants the chance to vote on union representation.
It needs to be inclusive of all drivers. We need a voice, and we need to have a say in the union.
Many part-time drivers say they fear losing flexibility over their schedules if a union steps in. But Uber driver Mohammed Darag says driver flexibility isn't threatened by this effort. Instead, he says drivers need a union because Uber has not been responsive to drivers' problems.
The more issue is cutting rates and raising commissions and deactivation for the drivers.
Darag says deactivation is a fancy way of saying you're fired. Union supporters say voting should be limited to full-time drivers. They say including all drivers would dilute the voting pool and make it harder for a union to prevail. Councilmember Bruce Harrell asked city officials to make a decision soon on who gets to vote. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.